The right mental clarity can make 1 + 1 = 100. Keep in mind that trying harder, even a lot harder, sometimes offers little more than a path to burnout. Problems are fuel. And the more problems you experience, it is usually an indication that you're going to step into a quantum realm and a quantum jump.
What if you could build a business in the modern world as big or as small as you want without having to compromise the things that were the most important to you in the very beginning? This is the Wealthy Consultant Talks podcast with Taylor Welch and Mike Walker, as they share with you today their learning lessons from stories in their experiences over the past 10 to 15 years and share with you right here, right now. Let's get into it.
Today, I want to take you into the realm of quantum, and I want to talk to you about what that means and how to slowly but surely shift your thinking so that you can be a quantum growth person rather than a linear growth person. Let me say, what's the difference? Well, when you think linearly, you typically think 1 + 1. You think linear, you typically think, you know, intended consequences. But quantum gets you into the realm of unintended consequences. And some unintended consequences are good, and some unintended consequences are bad. I was teaching on this yesterday in some writing material that I was doing. When I were in the real estate company, you naturally think that buying 30 houses a month is better than buying 10 houses a month because it's more money. But what I didn't realize at the time is that were unintended consequences that were incurred and accrued from growing something bigger than we were prepared to grow it. On the flip side, there are some businesses that the unintended consequences occur when you keep it small rather than growing big. Has anybody ever heard this phrase? It's just as hard to do a big thing as it is to do a small thing. So you might as well do a big thing. Has anybody heard that? Sometimes that's true. Sometimes that's false. And understanding the difference requires you to be able to see through into the quantum, into the realm and the growth that is nonlinear, that is compounding, and grow from there. So I'm going to give you some of these points. And my encouragement to you today is to write these points down, be engaged, stay locked in. Here's the first bullet. Things are not linear and they do not need to be 1 + 1. The right mental clarity can make 1 + 1 = 100. Say it again. Things are not linear and they do not need to be 1 + 1. The right mental clarity. Somebody say clarity real quick. Clarity. The right mental clarity can make 1 + 1 = 100. Here is a quote for you that backs up this point. I'm going to give it to you and then we're going to talk about it for a little bit. Keep in mind that trying harder, even a lot harder, sometimes offers little more than a path to burnout. Well, I could talk about this for freaking days. Keep in mind that trying harder, even a lot harder, sometimes offers little more than a path to burnout. Attempting to succeed through more of the same, being resolute and relying on committed effort can blind you to better pathways. In the first memo, there's a story of a fly that is, somebody is observing this fly. And if you haven't read this, you should make a note and go back and read it, because you get it inside a circle, inside of the community. You can go find it. There's a story of a fly that is just banging its head against a glass window over and over and over. And it's resolving to continue trying until it fails. How many of you have heard this? Like, continue trying, do not give up, do not give up, do not give up. Well, a prerequisite of having that is you need to make sure that if you continue trying and you refuse to give up, you need to make sure that your strategy is right. And Price Pritchett talks about this fly that is droning on, flying through this window, and 6 feet to the left is an open door. But because it lacks perspective, it's stuck in Newtonian logic, linear logic. It cannot take a step back to assess the actual scope of the game to make a different decision. Things aren't linear. We get into this habit of thinking 1 + 1 = 2. We lack the mental clarity. And mental clarity, write this down, mental clarity requires context. The problem with the fly trying to bust through the same window is it's lacking context of the environment. It's lacking context. We can spend all day here, but I'm going to keep going. Number two, you don't have to go in order. You don't have to go in order. With the right mental clarity, you can skip, go arounds, or otherwise compress time to the level of your identity. Ooh, baby, we're about to go juicy up in the house and it's going to be freaking fun. So check this out. There's a great old book called Winning Through Intimidation. Winning Through Intimidation. And it's not what it sounds like. It's actually a very respectful book. And the title is just a little bit clickbaity. And here's a quote from this book. Every human being possesses an inalienable right to make a unilateral decision to redirect his career and begin operating at a higher level at any time that he or she believes they are ready. Every human being possesses an inalienable right to make a unilateral decision to redirect his career and begin operating at a higher level. Catch this. At any time that he and he alone believes he is ready. What are we talking about here? We're talking about timing. And we're talking about the ability to skip levels at the cadence that you see fit. Check this out. Here's another quote. There's a leapfrog theory, which states that no one has an obligation, moral, legal, or otherwise, to work his way up through the ranks. Every human being can operate exactly at the level that they see fit. What does this mean? No one has an obligation, moral, legal, or otherwise, to work his way up through the ranks. We're talking about the difference between quantum level and Newtonian level. At any point that you decide, you can begin to operate at a new level. Why? Because you said so, because you decided to do so, because you decided that your identity is capable of operating at the new level. That means if you're making $150,000 a year, this is crazy. I'm about to be crazy right now. You're making $150,000. You can decide that you are worthy of $300,000. And if your identity will support it, you will begin to warp the world around you, and that world will give you what you've decided you are worthy of. Sometimes the issue with our income, the issue with our pace, the issue with our achievement, our accomplishment, is because we are looking to circumstances to validate an internal belief rather than our belief dictating to our circumstances what we are worthy of. This is why I'm saying you're gonna have to listen to this again. You're gonna have to listen to this again while you're at the gym, while you're in the car, while you're shopping for groceries. Over time, if you look at what I'm most probably known for inside of the consulting space, it's this rapid, insane, stupid growth. Going from zero to $100 million in 6 years. And here's the thing. I wasn't an entrepreneur. I learned what entrepreneurship was from my wife, Lindsay. My wife was an entrepreneur. I was like, what is this that you can work for yourself? I don't understand that. I didn't go to school for it. I wasn't a marketer. I didn't grow up. You hear these stories about these entrepreneurs. They're like, yeah, I was like growing and it's like selling eggs when I was a kid. And I was like, dude, must be nice. Like, you had all of this experience and exposure when you were like 12. And when I was 12, all I wanted to do was be a musician. I had no experience, and by a circumstantial level, no qualifications to do what I did. Nobody qualified me. Nobody granted me the ability. Nobody did anything in terms of giving me permission to become who I have become. You know, I made a decision and my identity followed that decision. Now, are there nuances to this? Yeah, and Clee can talk about that, because the identity is not a static thing. You don't make a decision to grow your identity one time. Your identity is constantly in flux. This is why I created the morning formula. It was like, well, my identity needs to obey. My identity is like a rogue dog, like running out through the woods. No, my identity needs to adhere to the decision that I have made in regards to what level I am at and what compensation I am worthy. Your circumstances over a long enough period of time will always submit and pay homage to the identity you enforce upon your circumstances, not the other way around. I've seen people make millions and millions of dollars and get crippled by it because they actually outkicked their coverage. They actually made more money than their identity could support. They use their circumstances like a temporary crutch rather than building foundational certainty inside of their identity. All right, move on. Here's the next one. Routine. Here we go. This is going to hurt some people. Routine is Newtonian. Variety is quantum. How many of you would say, just be honest, I'm a routine guy or gal. I love routine. I'll put my hand up. I'm a routine person. I have like a set of things that I like to do in the morning, and I go to the gym and I do some writing. And I was talking with my brother Peyton today. He got up, went for a 2-mile run, took an ice bath. He's all into ice baths right now. Routine, routine, routine. But here's what we have to understand. If you want to go into a rapid warp speed growth season, and some of you will want that and some of you will not want that. It's an individual decision. If you'd raise your hand and be like, I want to grow. I just want to grow. Like, I want to grow quantum level. Like, I want to explode. I want to compound. One of the best secrets that I can give you is to inject as much variety into your calendar as possible and disengage from too much routine. Listen to this quote. This is another from Price Pritchett. Exponential growth, he says, requires an abrupt change in behavior. If you're doing $1 million a year, the chances of you getting to $1 billion a year doing the same things, if you do the math, is about 0%. Okay. It's like not going to happen. Sorry, this is not going to happen. The more of the same thing at the most is going to get you 3 to 5X. This is why it's so dangerous to just recommit, recommit, recommit to more, 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 when the reality is exponential growth requires abrupt changes in behavior. This is the realm of quantum. Sometimes the best thing, one of my good friends who's like a CEO of like 4 different companies, the dude's a legend. He's out of his mind busy, but he's a legend. He was said the other day, he's like, one of the best benefits of traveling for work that I missed out on for many years is when I building in margin during my work trips to explore the cities, go to a museum, expose your mind to new things. What's he talking about? He's talking about variety, man. Variety. Variety is what creativity comes from. Creativity is never going to come from the same old routine. Creativity is going to come from variety. So sometimes the best thing that you can do, this is crazy, thank me later, is to randomly decide to change up what you do in the morning and let yourself feel connecting different pieces of ideas, concepts, etc. All right, here's another point. You'll know you're in a quantum season because your problems will immediately convert to fuel. You know you're in a quantum season because your problems will immediately convert to fuel. Tell you a story. In 2021, like probably March, this was either late February, early March, one of the brands that I was growing was scaling really fast. The year prior, we had done maybe $6 million in revenue. And then in March, the brand was trending to like $25 million in revenue. And there just seemed to be a lot of problems inside of the brand. The merchant was getting shut down and certain things weren't working and we couldn't figure out tech. And one of my buddies calls it, he's from the Navy, he calls it a cascading series of failure. Like, have you ever been in a season where it's like not just one thing breaks, but like 17 things break at the exact same time or like right back to back? If not, you don't know what you're missing out on, man. Great times, tell you what. Cascading series of failure. This is when this breaks and then this breaks and then this breaks and you don't even have time to fix the first thing before the second thing starts stacking up. Cascading series of failure. And I entered into a season of cascading failure. And what you have to understand is that on the forefront, you never understand the depths of what this means because you just assume that it's all going to be a 2-month sprint. But I went into about a 9-month sprint. 9 months. 9 months. That's a freaking long time. Like, it's ridiculously long. 9 months of cascading failure makes you feel like you're dying. It makes you feel like 9 months is 25 years. And so I went into this dip of like about 9 months, and it really, I didn't come out of it until like the end of last year. It started kind of pushing through and re-pioneering. And I was sitting down at the gym one time. This is about to get a little woo-woo. So let you guys know, we're about to go woo-woo a little bit because sometimes quantum requires you to go woo-woo. I was sitting down at the gym and honestly, this was like end of last summer. And I was frustrated. Man, I was frustrated. I was like, why can't this just work? What's going on? Like, what's the deal? And you know, in my spirit, it's like, these are the wrong questions. These are the wrong questions. These are weak questions. You determine how you feel by the questions that you ask, because the answers you get come from the questions you ask. And I realized that I learned in this moment, and I think that God spoke to me at the gym, because that's where me and God have our moments, is at the gym on the bench press while I'm trying to get ripped. And God said, I am repositioning you, but to reposition you, I have to reverse you. Like, what does this even mean? Then I read this. This is by an author that I really like. Think of your problems or slippage in performance as a positive sign. A performance lag occurs at the very outset when you are making a quantum leap. Read that again. A performance lag occurs at the very outset when you are making a quantum leap. It's the pause during which you poise for the jump. The temporary loss of momentum that occurs in the process of changing gears. Here's the whole thing again, because this will change your entire life. It will change your viewpoint on failure. Here it is, quote, think of your problems or slippage in performance as a positive sign. A performance lag occurs at the very outset when you are making a quantum leap. It's the pause during which you poise for the jump. The temporary loss of momentum that occurs in the process of changing gears. And I realized at the gym, I realized in complaining to God about my cascading failures, they were all my fault, that I could prevent it. I realized in this whole situation that it was actually a good thing that I was going through a temporary bit of cascading failure, because when you're in quantum growth seasons, problems are converted into fuel. And this is where the magic happens. The magic doesn't happen at the mountaintop. Everybody thinks that the magic happens when we're all posting on Facebook. We're like, yo, I got so many businesses. Life is so good. I make $1 million a month. It's like, yo, those people are full of trash, man. Like, and I used to be one of them. But you know you're in a magical moment when you're like, yeah, I don't really know how this shit's going to get done. That's where the magic is. In fact, for me, the greatest temptations in my entire life have come at the top of the mountain. When everything is going good, it's a little bit too good to be true. And I'm just like, I don't have to work as hard. I don't have to pay attention. I don't have to be diligent with my body. I don't have to be diligent with my mind. You see what I'm saying? This is a philosophy of like problems are fuel. And the more problems you experience, it is usually an indication that you're going to step into a quantum realm in a quantum jump. All right, here's the next one. In the quantum realm, ooh, this is a good one. Are you ready for this? In the quantum realm, resistance feels good. How do you know you're subscribing to a quantum level rather than a linear level? It's because resistance feels good. Listen to this. The struggle gives you strength. It's the tempering of steel or the soreness involved in developing muscles. The difficulties are just the evidence that you're learning and progressing. The difficulties are just the evidence that you are learning and progressing. Went through a process in the real estate business not too long ago. And just for the record, I am reallocating all capital from single family into commercial and nightly rentals. But there were some problems that I discovered inside of the real estate business due to the supply chain, due to whatever was happening with supplies and the labor shortage at the time. And so these are big problems. You know, I'm moving $6 million a month in property at the time. And it's not like a little bitty business. As you know, I'm in a little bit of a bubble just because of how I think about things. And so sometimes people make fun of me, like Alex Herndon was making fun of me the other day. He's like, I like how you're talking about like grow slow and you're talking about doing $15 million next year. Well, that is slow to me. Like that is slow. That's to me, that's slow. It's all about, you know, it's all about relativity. But I'm growing this real estate business. There are serious problems with it. And we got everything reallocated and moved around, and we're still selling a lot of the single family. But one of the things that I noticed is, remember we just talked about that 9-month sprint of cascading failure? One of the signs that I was exiting that 9-month sprint is I began to notice myself being like, yeah, like, of course this is hard. It ain't ever going to be easy. Now, something can be effortless, but not easy. And so don't get this confused, because some of the biggest things you'll ever achieve, you are in so much alignment with what you're achieving that it just feels effortless. It's like, man, it's effortless. I just wake up and do this all day, every day, without fail. But that doesn't mean that there's not resistance. It doesn't mean that it's easy. What it means is that you're in alignment and therefore you are in a quantum state because the resistance feels good. It's like racking the weight and going for one more rep. It is a good feeling. So even as close like 4 months ago, 5 months ago, I'm stuck in the middle of chaos. I'm digging out. I'm rebuilding things. But man, for the first time in like 10 months, I'm having fun. And a lot of you, if you follow me on social media, you can see the difference. I'm like, bring it on. Bring it on. Do anything. Like strap a freaking semi-truck to my back and I'll just take one step after the other and my legs will just become monumental. This is a glorious season. I am lightning. Try to control that. What does this come from? It's this feeling of alignment that you're in a quantum realm. The difficulties are just evidence that you're learning and progressing. I don't want to run out of time, so I'll go into the next one. Here's the next one. The currency of exchange in the quantum realm, and what I mean by currency of exchange, you go to Starbucks, you buy an $8 venti ice shaken espresso with 3 pumps of classic, a little bit of oat milk, extra ice, and throw an extra shot of espresso on there for good measure just to beat the shit out of your adrenals. $8. You trade $8 of USD currency if you're in the US for a good or a service. When you're in the quantum realm, the currency of exchange is you are trading failure for lessons. The currency is failure. Failure is a resource. Popular author said it this way: failure helps you find the edge of your capacity. And John Maxwell says, but only examined failure produces the lessons. How many of you are guilty, as I have been guilty, of going through seasons of failure, but not remembering to pause and examine the failure to get the lessons? The most important thing you can do when you're exiting a hard season is to sit and take time examining the failure points so that you can prevent them or not re-enter them the next time. So I went on sabbatical May 15th. May 15th, you know, I've been talking about doing this for a really long time, about taking a 30-day sabbatical, no work. And it was like the middle of April. I was like, I'm going to do it. May 15th is the day. And it was during sabbatical that ultimately, you know, I made the decision that it was time to move on from the old businesses, bring a new CEO in, build something new. And long story short, what I spent time doing on sabbatical was examining like the last 7 years, all of the mistakes that I made, all the failures that I had, because people don't see it. Like, and you guys are a testament to this because you're like, oh, thanks for being honest. Thanks for being vulnerable. Like, seriously, I could talk for 17 days in a row nonstop of the failures that I've had over the last 7 years, 8 years, 10 years. I was thinking it's actually more than 7 years. And so we'll get into that. And I'll use that. And I'll, you know, open book. You can see all of those decisions to make better decisions. But I was examining particularly the areas of failure that I could pull lessons from. And I called it lessons from sabbatical. And I began to rewrite my values. And I began to redesign the life I wanted to live and the businesses that I wanted to grow. And so a lot of what you're seeing now is the fruit of that 30 days, like for real. Like if you're in the groups, if you're in this program, if you're in the memos, like you're seeing the byproduct of me taking 30 days to examine my failure and pull lessons from them. And in that is an exchange, and the currency of exchange in the quantum realm is you trade your failures for lessons and you examine them to solidify them. And so if you go read the memo from this month, the consulting memo, there's the lessons from sabbatical, and there are all of these lessons that I'm going to live my life by in the future. But some of us, you know, we get so traumatized by failure that we actually can't examine them. And that's the risk for you. I hired a coach in February. I was on her waiting list for 4 months, finally got on. We started our sessions in February. And one of the things that we had to unwind is, you know, that 9 month cascading failure, I just couldn't even examine them. Like there was PTSD there. Like it was traumatic. Don't act like I'm the only one to go through this just because I'm the only one that'll admit it. Sometimes you go through something that is so painful that it almost traumatizes you, and therefore you lose the ability to actually examine the lesson. What you have to realize, though, is that the failure is not an indication of you. The failure is an indication of some system, some systemic mechanism that broke. It's not a personal failure. It's an operational failure. It's a systemic failure. It doesn't reflect on you. It reflects on your system. And if you do not have the ability to examine the system, you'll repeat the lesson. You got to take that with you. The failure points in your life are not a personal failure. It does not reflect on your identity. It reflects a failure of your system. Do you know what that means? The world is absolutely in a wreck because they do not understand what I just said. Like the world is more insecure than it's ever been because we think that our failure points are indicative of our identity when really it's just an operational failure. It's just a failure of system. And you've got to examine the system so that you can pull the lessons. Here's the last point before we wrap up today. When entering a quantum season, prepare the mind to be selective. This is the last point because sometimes you don't want to go into a quantum growth point. Sometimes it's not the time. Sometimes there's a season for everything. There's a season for dancing. There's a season for sleeping. Or there's a season for crying and laughing, building and tearing down. There's a season for all things. And so you got to know your season. And I'm headed out of a season of rest. And I'm not saying that I'm not going to rest anymore. I'm just saying it's about to get, like, we're about to dance. I've been off since May 15th. This is me being off. Like all of the things that you see is like me on, you know, 20 hours a week, 15 hours a week. And so August is a pivotal month for us because we're about to head into a new quantum season. And here's what the point is of the last point, when entering a quantum season, prepare the mind to be selective. Price Pritchett, who is one of the best authors on quantum growth, says this: some of the things that have been eating up your time and energy deserve to starve. Some of the things that have been eating up your time and energy deserve to starve. It's all the clutter you've let creep into your life that really does not contribute to your future. So here's the takeaway for you. As we end today, today's 45-minute session, we got 2 minutes. I'll always honor your time. Be prepared. Prepare the mind to become selective and to have a healthy auditing system of what in my life deserves to grow and what in my life deserves to starve. There are likely people and activities and environments that you are participating in at the very moment, even now, that are not from a motive of growth or contribution, but are from a motive of obligation. Anything with the tail of obligation on it deserves to starve. So this is a big deal. As we head into the fall season, as we begin to head into wherever you are, because people will listen to this for years from now. Like, I don't know where you are right now. I don't know what year you're listening to this or where in the world you're listening, but I can tell you this, that you're likely about to head into a season of growth that is bigger than your past, that is better than your past, that has more impact and contribution than your past. But in order for you to get there, there are going to be some things in your past that you have to let go of. On sabbatical, while I was wrestling, it's like, I do not want to walk. Like, TF is my baby. Traffic Control is my baby. Like, salesmen are my baby. Like, I love these companies. They were my first companies. You got to think about it. The first company I ever built, my first company ever, was Traffic and Funnels. What a legacy and how awesome it is, blah, 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 whatever. But feeling called to let go of it and move into something new, I was like, I don't want to do it. Can't do it. Walking on the beach, talking with God, praying through things, like knowing that I had a decision to make and knowing what the right decision was, but knowing what the right decision and making the decision very different. And I felt God speak to me. He said, the only thing that can keep you from your new season is you refusing to let go of your old season. I said, fine, I'll do it. Let's go. When entering a quantum season, prepare the mind to be selective. Some of the things that are eating up your time and energy deserve to starve. It's all the clutter that you've let creep into your life that is not contributing anything to your future. So the challenge for you is this: if you're going to fully achieve everything that you're called to achieve, there are things that you're going to have to let go that you're not called to anymore. And that's okay. That just means you're headed into a quantum season, a quantum realm.